Welcome to Communication Made Simple, a podcast to learn about how to speak with confidence, prepare your message, listen actively, give and receive feedback, and much more. I'm your host, José Mota, a communication coach with 15 years of experience in the software industry. Visit www.josemota.net to get your free coaching call or email me at podcast@josemota.net. Let's get on with the show. You're listening to my Communication Six-Pack series, where I break down six key themes of communication to help you improve the way you speak, listen, and collaborate with others. We're continuing the theme of public speaking, and if you like what you're listening, consider subscribing to stay up to date on future episodes. If you're old enough to remember, you will recognize one of the most influential speakers in the history of the world, Steve Jobs himself. His presentations were incredible. Why? His remarkable presence, his personal brand, and the simple yet strong slide decks made the difference. Everyone would cheer when he announced the first iPhone or the innovative MacBook Air. The black and blue fade background with big white letters zooming in would mark that generation of computers for good. What made Steve Jobs so influential on stage? What made people line up to see him? Let's figure that out. Today, I'm explaining you why slide decks are valuable, what makes a good slide deck, and some tips on how to build them well. A good public speaker understands the importance of using a slide deck, even though he or she might not even need it. Here are three reasons why one is valuable. One, it properly supports your message. When presenting an idea, it's always good to have a visual support so that the audience understands it better. For example, an analyst will benefit from putting up charts of data. An archaeologist or historian will benefit from putting up images of relevant books, paintings, or artifacts they found at a site whilst explaining their findings. Two, it helps visual learners. In episode 53, we went over VAK, the three main learning modalities from NLP. Combining your spoken word using variations in tone, speed, and volume with your visual materials, you get a really powerful recipe for appealing to not just your auditorial audience, but your visual one too. Because you might not know how they learn best, triggering all senses at the same time is simply the best option. Three, it gets people's attention to details. They are best understood when observed. Using your voice to explain your thoughts while the audience sees what you mean through suggestive pictures, charts, or headlines creates a longer-lasting impact. In a nutshell, the point of using slides is to maximize the learning experience. Whether teaching a subject or appealing to a cause, imagery amplifies what you promote. Speaking of maximizing learning, what makes a good slide deck? What makes people come to you and praise your slides? There are four key traits to it. One, it's accessible and simple to follow. No barriers for understanding. A good deck has just enough information for the audience to understand and focus on the key points without distractions. Two, it is organized or structured. People perceive the bigger picture. If the deck is well organized, your audience is more likely to understand a detail in the context of its neighbors as well as the broader theme. Three, it's appealing. People want to look at it. A modern, good-looking slide deck is just more fun to look at, and people do like shiny things. Four, it is relevant. It meets expectations. You could have the most well-organized, most beautiful slide deck. If it doesn't reflect your key message, and it confuses your audience because they were expecting something different, then it's not relevant. Can you imagine watching someone speak with a presentation that would be all over the place, with little to no conducing thread and an awkward appeal to it? think about some of the slide decks that you built over the years. Were they organized? Were they accessible? Were they simple to follow? Were they appealing? Were they relevant? What combination of these elements, these traits, did they have? You'll quickly realize that if one of them or more is missing, the potential for success is just lower. You now understand why investing in slide decks is important and what makes them impactful. Let's now expound on how to actually build them effectively. To that effect, I'm exploring three major concepts with you that will give you some insight. The first concept is the three levels of design. Back when I was studying user research some years ago, I've learned about the three different levels of design by Don Norman, particularly when designing an experience for a website or a digital product. Each one of those levels tackles different aspects of the experience, and I believe there's a strong parallel to be made with deck building. Let's explore what they are. The first one is visceral. Much like the name suggests, it has to do with everything that we perceive immediately as attractive or visually pleasing. When building a slide deck, you're aiming to get people to comment on how beautiful the colors were, the font style you chose, the awesome animations, the way you laid out your charts and pictures, etc. That's visceral. The second level is the behavioral one. It is often dubbed as the usability of an experience. When it comes to deck building, you're targeting its effectiveness and efficiency. In other words, the quicker people perceive the information accurately with the least amount of effort, the better. To improve the usability of your slides, choose the right words. Be grammatically correct. Use illustrations that help transmit your message. Associate the different ideas together. Tell compelling stories. The final level of design is the reflective. This is a more intellectual level in the sense that it aims to understand what people think after the presentation. It's all about impact. To improve this level of design, it's reasonable to offer a summary in the end to capture the whole message, creating opportunities for reflection. If you expect people to take action, your entire message should lead people to take it. If you're aiming for a more inspirational take, your slides could probably include suggestive imagery and information that leads people to understand deeply what you mean and connect back to them. Inspiration requires a personal connection, and the right material points back to them that way. Ultimately, the combination of all three levels of design into your slides will engage your audience in different stages and provide a much richer experience overall. Now, let's go to the second concept out of the three, to understand the audience. I work in the software business, and I know for a fact that giving a presentation to my fellow engineers is not going to be the same as if I were speaking to C-level executives. And here are the reasons why, or some of them rather. Their background is different. Engineers expect more technical details, while executives don't. Their style is very unique. Engineers prefer technical language and detailed explanations, while executives often prefer concise, high-level summaries. Their priorities are also clearly distinct. Engineers focus on technical feasibility and implementation details, while executives prioritize business outcomes and ROI, return on investment. Understanding your audience will determine the approach you take. When demonstrating something more technical, you'll want your slides to be more technical too, through code samples, more detailed design specifications, feedback provided from customers, etc. If you're presenting to a more corporate audience, however, you'll want to focus more on the strategic aspects of your proposition, adjusting your language and content to be more tailored to business impact and returns on investment. It's all about matching expectations. Know what they are, and you're already halfway there. The final concept, number three, structure your message. Regardless of the audience you'll present to and the visual theme you'll be going for, you're always going to benefit from a solid structure. This will not only benefit the audience's understanding, it will benefit yours too, to begin with. You might have a lot of ideas to share, and organizing them for yourself increases your chances of success. Here's how I structure my presentations. Over the last 2 years, I've been developing two frameworks that complement each other and help me save incredible amounts of time and effort. The first one is TGIF3S. You can check episode 47 about that one. In its essence, it is a 7-step process that gives you the foundation to give the right context to your message, as well as a method to break it into logical steps. So here they are. 1. Define a topic or a title for your message. 2. Set the goal for that topic. 3. Clearly identify the impact or outcome you're expecting your audience to generate. 4. Frame the topic in a way the audience can quickly understand. 5. Split the topic in key parts. 6. Support each part with a logical argument and auxiliary materials such as data, charts, and stories. 7. Summarize the whole message. The second framework is MOS-MOS. I've talked about it in episode 48. It suggests 4 main components for elaborating your argument to be more precise and impactful. Here are those components. 1. The meta model, a concept from NLP. The model consists of asking yourself some key questions that elevate your ideas to be crystal clear, specific, and precise. The model suggests that often people will run into generalizations, distortions, or even omissions when talking about anything. When you ask yourself the right questions, you increase the odds of people understanding exactly what you mean. The second component is structures, such as lines, matrices, circles, and triangles. They represent mental model abstractions that naturally occur in our learning process. Lines are sequences of things. Matrices are a form of creating associations between two vectors. Circles are loops, and triangles represent hierarchy. Third component is maps, which give you the ability to navigate. Much like a real map, you recognize continents and oceans, regions of a country, mountains, rivers and lakes, cities and roads, etc. In a presentation, your audience benefits from having specific slides or components within them that help them navigate through your message. The final component is stories, which help you connect more emotionally with your audience and bridge the gap between what they can relate to quickly and easily to the message you really want to share. Finding the right story for your audience is important. You'll want to find the most common denominator between everyone. Usually, hobbies, family, romance, and sports do the trick fairly well. Creating awesome slide decks is a fundamental skill for any effective communicator. A well-crafted slide deck elevates a message, captivates an audience, and leaves a lasting impact. It also caters to diverse learning styles and ensures attention to crucial details. What distinguishes a good slide deck is its accessibility, organization, appeal, and relevance. Also, understanding the 3 levels of design, visceral, behavioral, and reflective, informs the way you build your visual materials in a way that gets them off their seat, helps them understand what you mean more quickly, and makes them think deeply about it in the end. Structuring the message using TGIF3S and MOS-MOS helps you enhance clarity and impact, guiding both you and the audience through a coherent and compelling narrative. So here's a challenge for you. When is your next opportunity to speak coming up? How will you use what you've learned today? I would love to get your stories on LinkedIn. Be sure to connect. I would love to have a conversation with you. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. Stick around and subscribe through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen from. Make it a great day today. Talk soon.